you love me.
Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Today, we are honoring those emergency responders who lost their lives so tragically over the weekend downtown intersection. Private Timothy McCormick and Specialist Cody Medley. And I tell you what, the emergency responders, they don't get enough credit on a daily basis. So I don't think it's too much to say, you know, we take a time out to say thank you for everything you do on a daily basis. And like you, we did not know them directly, but we do share in your grief with everything that's been going on the last 4 days. Right now, we're fortunate enough to be joined by somebody who did get to know them on a daily basis. She's a nurse at Methodist Hospital working in the emergency room. It's Melissa Thomas. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about your relationship with them.
I work the night shift at Methodist as a nurse. These guys would come in basically on a nightly basis when I would be there. I'm dropping off patients. They both loved what they did. Would come in always with a positive attitude, very outgoing guys. So the whole department, you know, at Methodist got to know them just from them being there each night, dropping off patients.
And what is said about Cody and Tim, it seems like everybody is just the passion they had for life and the smile that they were able to put on people's faces. And before we talked to you in an email you sent me, you just talked about how infectious that was every time they came into the emergency room.
Yeah, it was, you know, no matter how busy we were, no matter how bad of a night it had been, those guys would come in there with their attitudes, with their smiles, and just make our nights a little bit brighter.
Do you have a favorite memory that involved either of them?
There were times Cody would come in and, you know, we'd be pretty busy, and he would joke with me and tell me he was going to bring me the drunkest patient I have ever taken care of who was combative and smelly, and I would tell him, no, you guys can keep that patient, you know, for yourself. But looking back, you know, just to have those guys back, I'd tell him to bring me any drunk patient he wanted to.
Right, yeah.
Something else, too, that we think is awesome that the city is doing. I'm not sure who exactly started this, but kudos to you. But there's an online petition being started where instead of it being St. Clair and Senate, people are wanting it changed to McCormick and Medley to honor these guys.
I think that's a great idea.
And I think it's absolutely awesome. There's this movement to get the streets downtown renamed. Have you already signed the petition, Melissa?
I have not. I saw it on Facebook, but I have not had the opportunity to sign it yet. I think it's a great idea. I think that whoever thought of it, you know, like you said, kudos to them. That's a great idea.
No, it's awesome. And I tell you what,
they deserve it. You know,
they deserve it.
It's a special kind of person. I mean, you know, Melissa, too. I mean, anyone that's in a field of service, whether it's nursing, as an EMS, anything, it takes a certain kind of individual to do it. And that's what makes this so sad, too, is because it's not just, you know, today when you're remembering them, but this is what they do every day of their life.
So if you want to sign that petition, we have it posted for you at RadioNowIndy.com. In a way, it's not just for them. It's for everybody that is so selfless on a daily basis that sacrifice what they do for us. So get that signed at RadioNowIndy.com. Melissa, we appreciate your insight on Tim and Cody. And, of course, sorry again for your loss.
Thank you. And thank you, you know, to the city for the overwhelming support that you've shown these two.
I tell you what, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Nothing beats the Hoosier spirit.
Not at all.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
Everybody! Back in minutes with more Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.